Dictation 4, Mary Krapol, K-R-A-P-O-H-L. September 8, 48, addresses a letter. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L-D-O, 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, consultation for Mrs. Krapol, who has protein in the urine, background of diabetes, hypertension, preserved kidney function, started treatment for diabetes within the last 2 years. There is no documented diabetic retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy, foot ulcers. Presently on aggressive diabetes control, 15 pounds weight loss with Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, following a diet, physically active, no vomiting dysphagia, loose stools without any blood melanin, no abdominal discomfort. There has been proteinuria, and she has noticed bubbles in the urine, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain. She has premature beats, but no arrhythmia, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies headaches, skin rash, bruises, bleeding nose, review system negative. Next paragraph, he passed medical history for started treatment for diabetes a year ago. No hypertension, but however taking lisinopril, I believe this is because of the proteinuria. Have seen in the past cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, with 5-8 years ago negative stress testing, no coronary artery disease in cardiac cath, no arrhythmia, pacemaker, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, or endocarditis, no reported event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, no gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease, no kidney problems in the past, no kidney stones, no blood or protein in the urine in the past. Next paragraph, she did require blood transfusion, complications of delivering a baby 1982 with eventual hysterectomy. Next paragraph, surgeries include gallbladder, right-sided total hip replacement, hysterectomy, bilateral breast biopsies benign, no cancer, appendix, bilateral cataract surgery, a number of colonoscopies, right-sided carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, no smoking, rare alcohol. Next paragraph, side effects, codeine, behavioral issues, hallucination, morphine, severe nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, medications, lisinopril within the last 1 year for proteinuria, thyroid replacement, Crestor, Jardiance, Metformin, Prozac, Pepsi, as needed for migraine headaches, Florinal as needed, Ambien for insomnia, Tirtec, Flonase, a number of supplements, has also been taking ibuprofen, over-the-counter 600 milligrams, 3-4 days a week, at least for the last 1 year or longer, although discontinued a few months ago. Next paragraph, no reported kidney disease on the family. Next paragraph, on physical exam, height 60 inches, weight 136, blood pressure 128-68 on the right, 130-70 on the left. Alert, orientation 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, no carotid bruit, JVD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, ascites tenderness, no gross edema, neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February 2023, normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, A1C 5.7, albumin creatinine ratio elevated 293 milligrams per gram, PAC last year, August, anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelets, normal kidney function, consistently normal albumin, at least August 2022, no liver function test abnormalities. Prior samples of albumin in the urine in the past did not include a ratio, so they cannot be compared to each other. August 2021, urine analysis, trace for blood, negative for protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Lightly diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria and preserved kidney function. Started treatment for diabetes within the last 1 year, significantly improved A1C from upper 6 to upper 5. No evidence of retinopathy, neuropathy. No evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Previously normal albumin and no gross edema. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. She also is physically active, losing weight, cholesterol treatment. There was exposure to ibuprofen, which can cause kidney disease, including membranous nephropathy and severe proteinuria. We will do simple serology, but my feeling is that this is diabetic nephropathy. Multiple questions were answered. She was concerned about GFR fluctuating in the 70s, 80s. I explained that the formula calculations has good discriminatory power for GFR less than 60. Above 60 overall is considered normal and is not determined or designed to quantify a drop in the upper normal range from 1 year to the other. There is no indication to do a renal biopsy. We would like to minimize, if possible, or avoiding altogether anti-inflammatory agents long-term, and isolated use of these for migraines, headaches, I will not oppose. We'll see what this new testing shows, and decided for no further procedures or further testing according to results. End of dictation.